So come on up, Rob. Give Rob a good hand clap. Rob Stoppard, we're so happy to have you with us today, Rob. God bless you.
Thanks, Gary. Well, you know what? I felt like we were finished. When we were worshiping, it was just like, this is it. We're in the throne room. You know, we're with God Almighty. What more could you ask for? To be with Him, to commune with Him, to fellowship with Him. Yet, He wants us to gather and He wants us to learn from His Word. And I was a little perplexed because the songs weren't exactly lining up with my message until I realized that God lined them right up anyhow. Because He is holy and He is great and He is mighty in every way. And we need to be prepared to be able to enter into that. So we need to lay aside the things that hinder us. We need to put them down and be awakened into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And so today we're going to look at Colossians 3 and we're going to take a journey in technical terms as it is with a computer because we need reprogrammed. Earlier this week I received an email and I receive a lot of them and I often don't look at them all because sometimes they're just silly. But this particular one had this description of being reprogrammed. I thought, this fits for today's message. And so we're going to take a look at what it means to be reprogrammed or renewed in our minds. But before we do that, I want to know how many ladies here are bachelorettes this weekend due to your man being away. Just raise your hand. I'm just curious. Yeah. Does that feel good? No, you don't have to answer that question. Yeah. Well, Lord, I want to thank you. You've provided a way where there was no way when you sent Jesus Christ. You dealt with every sin. You dealt with every betrayal. You dealt with every place where we would fall. You've given us access to your kingdom. And today we want to know what that really looks like, what it feels like to be in your sustaining glory. To be in that place where all we can do is say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Where we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And as we meet, Lord, I'm asking that you'll touch the 18 or so men that are over at this men's retreat. May they find you in special and unique ways. I'm asking, God, that they will come back, men that are renewed, men that are encouraged, men that are filled with courage, men that will make a difference. Oh God, we give thanks that you meet people anywhere in the world that are willing to humble themselves. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord. Amen. Well, before we get into today's message, I wanted us to remember a message I spoke here in August. I called Reality Check. And there's some things that, if you go to slide two, please. There's some things that we should be reminded of because Jesus spoke to us. And Paul spoke to us. Jesus challenged us in Matthew 24 to guard our hearts because the love of most will grow cold. That's a shocking statement. The love of most, the love of many will grow cold. We shouldn't ever lose sight of what's going on in our hearts. We should never lose sight because do you want to be one of those where the love of most is growing cold? You know, we're feeling it in this nation, aren't we? And the reason I'm bringing this challenge to you is not to bring us into fear, but to remind us that we need to keep our eyes focused on the one who saved us. Also, we're invited to investigate our lives as David did. And I want you to investigate your life today because no stumbling blocks, no hindrances, nothing shall separate you from the love of God. And we cannot tolerate anything that would distract us, that would persuade us to go a different direction. And so, God, today, investigate our lives. Paul warned us that ignoring God leads us to a downward spiral. In this nation, we are ignoring God, and we're saying, God, we can do this without you. And we're heading into a downward spiral, but we are victorious. Those of us who are in Christ, we are victorious. And we have a message to give to those who are in fear right now, those who are in worry, those who are in doubt. And if you're in that place today, I trust that you'll reconnect with the one who saved you. And perhaps you've never met the one who can save you. And if that's the case, today's an opportunity to do so. But Paul reminded us that God is kind, but he's not soft. And my message today about love and the beauty of love is very, very important. But in that love, there's a God who is firm in his ways. He is steadfast in all that he does. He doesn't shake. He doesn't quiver. He doesn't slack back ever. He will reign and rule in justice according to his standards, not ours. He is unshakable. He is unmovable. He is God. And Paul encourages us to take our everyday life and place it before God as an offering in Romans 12. Why? Because God brings the best out of you. He develops a well-formed maturity in you. Don't you want the very best to come out? But how many times this junk comes out, these attitudes comes out, these behaviors that we don't like? You know why? Because we haven't learned to reside in love. We haven't learned to trust the one who saved us. You know, everywhere I go and every time I speak, I bring up the word joy, because this is what sustains us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's a foreign concept to me. I mean, occasionally I tap into it and I taste of it and it's so good. And it strengthens me. But when I drift off center of joy, I'm in my own strength. And when I'm in my own strength, guess what happens? Usually sin prevails. You're familiar with this, aren't you? Well, that's the reality check that I brought in a very short synopsis. We need a reality check. But today, I want to take us into a place where we will build on what we had the last time. It's not just, oh, another message. This is one that says, okay, God, we've been given the challenge. Now, take us to this place where holiness is the norm, where love prevails, where your greatness causes us to be great. Do you want to be great? Then you need to know him. Colossians 3, let's read through Colossians 3, the first 14 or so verses. You can follow along in your Bible if you like, but I do have it on the screen. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever is earthly: sexual immorality, impurities, passions, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. And on account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Now, I have a question for you. Do you want to walk out of here today having a true encounter with God where your life is changed? Now, I would hope you do. Why bother coming to church unless you want to meet the Holy God and you want to fellowship with other brothers and sisters? Now, if for some reason you don't want a radical change, will you position yourself in a posture of prayer for those of us who do? Because we really need your help. And maybe you're just okay where you're at today, and that's perfectly fine. I am not your judge. But please participate with me and us. We're going to have an interactive time today. I'm not going to just talk to you. I want you to enter in. I'm going to invite you to pray. I'm going to invite you to renounce. I'm going to invite you to forgive. I'm going to invite you into God's presence. To do so, we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Will you pause with me one more time and simply say, Holy Spirit, please help me. Will you do that? Holy Spirit, please help me. You know, how often do you find yourself striving to be Christian? You know, to do the right Christian things. I know I've strived, and when I strive, it just turns out sideways. And then it hurts. It hurts me, it hurts my wife, it hurts my sons, it hurts others. And so I decided, you know what? Jesus said, you're going to need help from the Helper. And so if I want to truly live in salvation, then Holy Spirit, please help me. Now, we're going to talk to God. We're going to talk to God with the help of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to talk in technical terms for a little bit. This is a time for us to say, God, God says, yes, I can help you. Do you believe that right now? I mean, do you actually believe that God can help you? It is true. He said, call upon my name. I'll hear your voice. If you humble yourself, I'll take care of anything. Yeah, he did. Now, here we are in a situation where we know that the programs we have running in our mind aren't necessarily in alignment with the things of God. And so, join with me in asking God, well, after much consideration, I've decided to install love. I don't know how techie you all are. I'm not too great at it. And when I try to install a program in my computer, so often things go haywire on me. And it's not long I'm on the phone with support trying to find out how to get this program installed. And some of us have been trying to get love installed for a long, long time, not recognizing that he is love and he's already there. We just haven't learned how to click on the right buttons to get it to work. Well, Holy Spirit, will you guide us through this process today? We've asked for your help. Now, when you think about this term of love, what comes to your mind? What comes to your mind when you think about love? Is it a feeling? Or is it something much greater than that? What are the attributes of love anyhow? Just shout a few out. What are the attributes of love? Patience, yeah. Kindness. Tenderness. Yeah, oh, we don't like that one. But it's there, it's true. You know, we can persevere through anything when we're in love. What else? Mercy, sure. Gentleness. Goodness. Hey, it's never ending, that kind of love, yeah. What's that? Romance? Well, God likes romance. He wrote a whole book on it in the book of Solomon. You know, sometimes we don't like to go that far with God. But he's a great romantic. He's one that can woo us, who can call us in, who can actually cause us to feel pretty good about ourselves. You know, so often we have this imagery of God that he's waiting to point out everything that's wrong with us. No, that's not who he is. He already pointed it all out and took care of it through Jesus. And if your imagery of God today, that he's not a romantic, that he's not for you, it's a wrong image. I'm telling you the truth. He's not waiting to put his finger on you this morning and say, look what you're doing wrong. He's saying, look who you are through Jesus. Please hear that, because you'll miss the whole essence of the message today. I'm so glad you brought that up, Dennis, because we really need to have an understanding of a God that's loving. If he needed to keep pointing out your sins, then he would be busy. I mean, off the charts busy, wouldn't he? I mean, how could he have enough time? I mean, yeah, he's God, but where's billions of people sinning every day? And, well, I got to point that one out, and I have to point this one out, and I have to point that one out. He's saying, no, look at this guy, look at this lady. Aren't they amazing? That's the message of love. Well, we might have a problem on our hands if we believe this lie. Well, I'm just not very spiritual. I'm on slide 9 by now. I'm just not that spiritual. Well, how much more spiritual can you get than to have the life and nature and character of Jesus in you? How much more spiritual can you get than that? So let's dispel that lie right now. I'm just not that spiritual. You know, standing up here and preaching a message doesn't make you spiritual. What makes you spiritual is the ability to love in situations where love doesn't seem possible. Which, when you're able to be kind when somebody's not being kind. When you're able to be a good steward of the things entrusted to you. When you're able to celebrate life with God rather than tolerate life hoping God will help. Well, the story goes on. Tech support says, sure, I can help you. Yes. Are you ready to proceed? And I'm asking you the same. Are you ready to proceed? Well, you're saying, I'm just not that technical. Well, boy, that software, every time I mess with that computer, it doesn't work well. There's always just seems to be a virus. Or there always seems to be something I don't understand. But I think I'm ready this time. What should I do first? Well, tech support says the first step is to open your heart. Have you located your heart? Now, I know we have this thing, this muscle that puts the blood into the right parts of our body continuously. But I want you to pause for a minute and say, and lay your hand here and say, Holy Spirit, cause me to be familiar with my heart. Not necessarily my heart that's beating, but the heart, the essence of who I am, this unique man or this unique woman. I want to know what it is to have an open heart towards you. I'm tired of living in this place of trying to be Christian, trying to be holy, trying to be righteous, and I'm wore out. I simply want to be holy because you are holy. Let's pause for a minute. Let's just listen. Perhaps the Lord wants to tell you something. He wants to show you something about your identity. Just listen. Holy Spirit, what do we need to know? What do we need to see or sense or hear about ourselves right now? What's the Lord showing you? What's he telling you? You don't have to be embarrassed to share with us. We're a family together. What did he tell you? What picture did you see? Or maybe you have programs running that we'll have to deal with, and we will deal with them in a little while, but is there anybody that says, yeah, I felt this, or I saw this, or I sensed this? Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Go ahead. Yeah, you're holy and you're worthy. You know what? That's truth. That's the truth. Thank you for sharing that with us. Is there anyone else? Yes.
We are loved.
Yeah, we're loved. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, you're the apple of my eye, says the Lord. Will you receive that this morning? Anybody else? We got the backs doing pretty good. People in the front. Yeah. Always with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us. But yet we have programs running in our belief system that says, no, I'm alone. No, he doesn't really like me that much. No, I don't really qualify. So there he's off over there. And you know, we were singing songs this morning about being in the throne room. Yeah, we're citizens of heaven. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. As the story continues, tech support says, the first step is to open your heart. Have you located your heart? And we should respond, yes, but there's several other programs running now. Is it okay to install love while they're running? Well, so you know, right there we can get disqualified because we say, no, I don't qualify because I'm thinking these other thoughts. I'm distracted. I'm somewhere else. Throw them down right now, whatever they are. Tech support says, but what programs are running? Well, let's see. I have past hurt. I have low self-esteem. I have grudge and resentment running right now, just to name a few. What's running in your mind? Where's your mind drifting to? What resistance might you be feeling right now? Again, I want us to pause. What's stealing your joy? What's causing you to feel less than or put down? What's tempting you to judge others? You see, we want to put these things where they belong, down under our feet, so that we can rise up into this place of identity and who we really are in Christ. What's tempting you into isolation? You know, some of you felt like you shouldn't be here this morning. It would be better just to stay home. Behind that statement is a lie, that you don't measure up somehow, or you're too bad of a sinner. You wouldn't believe what I just did. You wouldn't believe what my thought life was like. Trust me, I may not know your mind, but I know mine. And I know it can be very full of ideas that are just contrary to God's nature. And if I don't take those thoughts captive, if I don't grasp them and refocus on Jesus, I'm on a downward spiral. So again, will you pause and be honest with God and cast these cares upon the Lord? Lord, I am feeling resentful towards this. Or God, I feel so alone and I feel like nobody loves me, nobody cares. Will you do this with me? Please, take a moment and just cast these things upon the Lord. Lord, we're coming before you. We are needy people because we don't know the truth. We know about you so often, and we've settled for that. But today, God, we want to stand in a position where we forgive because we're forgiven. Now, some of you are holding some frustrations and angers against others. Just cast that care upon the Lord right now. Say, Lord, I choose to forgive by an act of faith. They may not deserve it, but Lord, I'm going to release to you right now, whether it's your spouse or a child, a coworker, a boss, maybe it was somebody that cut you off this morning, you're still stewing over it. Release them right now. Maybe you're mad at God. Say, you know, God, I thought you were going to do this, or I thought you were going to do that, but you didn't come through. Where are you at? What are you doing? Release it. Release it. Let go. Lord, we've asked for your help, and we expect your help this morning. Perhaps you're in that place of fear. You know, fear steals, and we don't want to live in a place of fear this morning. God, I don't know what you're doing exactly in this country, but I know you're going to do something great because you are great. But it gets pretty scary, God, to think that decisions are being made that are anti-Christ, decisions that are being made that are foolish, decisions that are being made that are causing us to go into deep and lasting debt, decisions that are being made to champion immorality. Oh God, with your help, all things are possible. And we don't want to agree in any way with these programs that are stealing from us, the lies that tell us we can't do anything about it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. These things, God, these programs we bring, and we want to hit the delete button right now and say, go. Delete. Go into the recycle bin. If you're feeling stuck, it's okay. We're going to work through this in our time this morning. Let's come back to our story. Tech support says, well, this is after we complained that we have some programs running. No problem. Love will gradually erase past hurt from your current operating system. It may remain in your permanent memory, but it will no longer disrupt other programs. Love will eventually override low self-esteem with a module of its own called high self-esteem. However, you have to completely turn off grudge and resentment. Those programs prevent love from being properly installed. Can you turn those off? Well, we just attempted to do that, didn't we? We attempted to do that through confession. The Lord said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us, and he will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's our part. The cleansing part is his. If you confessed these lies, these sins this morning, you have done your part to turn off that switch. Now, will you receive that forgiveness? Will you receive that cleansing? So often we make that an external thing, but God said, no, open your heart. And we said, it's okay to do that today. Holy Spirit, help us. Because we want to walk out of here free, men and women. Well, for some of us, we're saying, but I don't know how to turn them off. Can you tell me how? Tech support says, with pleasure. Go to your start menu and invoke forgiveness. Well, we've attempted that. Do this as many times as necessary until grudge and resentment have completely been erased. Ah, this is good news. This is very good news because, hey, that's done now. Truly, you don't need to keep going back to the cross for that which you've already confessed. But yet so many times the enemy will come and remind us that we need to go back again and again and again. I have to tell you today, if you keep running back for the same thing over and over again, that means you haven't opened your heart. Now please, no shame on you at all. But let's stop playing the game with the enemy. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he'll keep you going around the mountain again and again and again. Today, we stop that cycle. Today, we're saying, no, enemy, we had enough of your lies. We had enough of your deceptions. In Christ, I am a new creation, a new creature. I'm made new in Christ, and I'm tapping into that programming. Yes, I am. I'm tapping into it. Now, before we go further, I have a question for you. Who are you avoiding these days? Who is it that you hope that you don't see? Who is it when you're going down the mall, you're kind of, oh, boy, I don't want to see them, so you duck in somewhere? That could be a sign of unforgiveness, certainly a sign of the inability to trust. But I don't want you to forget anybody this morning. Take an inventory. Take an inventory as you're thinking through, as you think about life, as you think about cousins, nephews, nieces, aunts, uncles, grandparents, moms, dads, neighbors, co-workers, maybe our government officials. Think for a moment where you may have judgment passed, because we want to rid this place of all resentment. We want to rid this place of all unrighteous judgment. We want to rid this place of everything that would hinder us in our walk, because we want to turn that switch off. We want to hit delete in those areas of our life and say, enough's enough. Again, Holy Spirit, will you help us to be remember so we can release, not remember so we can hurt? Help us to remember. Are we holding anything against anybody? We want to release these individuals to you right now and trust that you will bring justice. God, it's taken a lot of work for us to bring justice. No, we need you to bring justice. Because your ways are better than our ways. Let's come back to our story. Okay. That's done. Love has started installing itself. Is that normal? Yes, but remember that you only have to have the base program. You need to begin connecting to other hearts in order to get the upgrades. You see, what I found is that we like the first command more than we like the second command. To love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, you know, but to love our neighbor as ourself, oh, come on, that's too hard. You can't get the upgrades that are included in love unless you're willing to reach out of your comfort zone. Unless you're willing to learn to love and be in relationships with others. You know, I had to start doing this a number of years ago with guys, and, you know, I didn't like it too much. It's, you know, I don't know about you men here, but I like to be kind of alone. I'm fine alone. I don't need anybody. And God said, well, that doesn't work. How are you going to demonstrate my love unless you're willing to be in relationship? I've even isolated myself from my wife over the years, not wanting to be involved in everything she's involved in. And that's wrong. Not that I have to do everything, but it's just, you know, to say, you know what, I need to connect with her at that kind of a level. Even my own sons, you know, it's easier to be alone. Well, you know what, it might be easier, but it's not godly. It's not holy. You know, I'm getting into conversations with my wife and sons that I didn't even try to get into before, where I'm able to share my heart a little bit more, but it's still a challenge for me. But with God's help and the Holy Spirit's help, we will find a complete and total breakthrough and a freedom. Because these programs that are running, it says, isolate, be alone, you don't need anybody. These things are being deleted. Well, oops, I have an error message. It says, error program not run on external components. What should I do? Well, tech support comes back. Don't worry. It means the love program is set up to run on internal hearts, but yet has not yet been run on your heart. In non-technical terms, it simply means you have to love yourself before you can love others. Now, I have to tell you something. I ran around through much of my life rejecting me, not thinking that I was very special, not being that educated, not being real talented. You know, isn't it nice when somebody's really talented in a certain area, like something you can see, like being an artist or a musician like Benjamin, you know, where it's just, oh, look at that, they're so gifted. Well, I tend to be a jack of all trades and a master of none, it seems at times, you know, and it's not that special. And that's how I graded myself, not that special, not that great. I'm not an expert in any area. Well, that didn't turn out to be true. The Lord showed me that he's given me some really good gifts. And I don't want to brag about them today. It's just the truth is, God gave us good gifts. And they are excellent in every way. But when we run around discounting ourselves, putting ourselves down, disqualifying ourselves, we can't love ourselves. And in any way that you're unable to love yourself, how are you going to love other people? You see, God is holy and God is great. And he said, I give to you this holiness. Yeah, I give it to you through my son Jesus. Will we humble ourselves and receive it? So what should we do, God? Well, let's pull down self-acceptance. And then we'll click on these files. Forgive self. Realize your worth. Acknowledge your limitations. Now, wouldn't you like it to be just that easy? Yeah, let's just click, 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 done. Well, in some ways, it is that easy. Will you trust me this morning? Well, that was not really good. Will you trust God this morning? But trust that the message I have for you is of God. Will you trust this morning that if you release yourself from these lies that you've held yourself prisoner to for all these years, if you'll do this, that you'll be free? Will you take the risk that perhaps maybe the worth level that you put yourself in is still a filthy rag level? You know, a worthless little worm level. You know what? That's Antichrist. Before we met Jesus Christ, yes, that's the truth. After we've met Jesus Christ, that's not the truth. You're not worthless. You're not lower. You're not less than. Your value is great because God made you great. And I don't know what your background is, but trust me, I've heard thousands of stories in the last 11 years, and I've heard so many stories about why people don't qualify. And many of it comes from growing up in homes where people have been hurt, misunderstood, made to feel less than, told that they were lousy, told they would never amount to anything. I'm here today to say, You know what? Forgive your parents. Forgive the teachers. Forgive the siblings. Release them and let them go. They couldn't help it. They lied to you and told you that you wouldn't make it. They told you you would never amount to anything. They told you you weren't good enough. Whoever that was, let's let them go today. And let's be awakened to this value, this great reality of being created in the image of God who is holy, this great reality of being saved into His kingdom, citizen of heaven. Now, isn't it great to be a citizen of the United States? But how much greater is it to be a citizen of heaven? A son of the living God, a daughter of the living God, one who is holy by virtue of inheritance, one who is righteous by virtue of inheritance, not because we make ourselves righteous. Realize your worth and acknowledge your limitations. You know, I got confused for years because I didn't understand what weakness was and what a limitation was. You know, weakness is a propensity towards a sin, to say dysfunctional in a sin. But we all have limitations. You know, I'm not gifted in accounting. I'm just not gifted in it. That's a limitation. I'm not gifted in organization. That's a limitation to me. It's not to my wife, Ann. She's very organized. She can bring things together. I'm not gifted in the interior decorating. You don't want me to decorate your house. That's a limitation. But Ann can do this. She's very good at it. So don't confuse weakness with limitation. Accept them. When I started to accept limitations, I thought, wow, God, this is freeing. I don't have to be good in that area because you didn't gift me to be so. I hope that's lifting something off your shoulders right now. But the weaknesses, yeah, we got to deal with them. But you know how you deal with a weakness? It's not by trying to beat it. No, it's not at all. It's by acknowledging the one who already beat it. Jesus, you have died for this particular sin that I'm fighting in my life. I'm tired of fighting it. I want to know what it's like to be free because you're free. Is Jesus bound up right now? Then why are we bound up? Think about it. It's not complicated at all. We're bound up because we don't trust. We're bound up because we don't believe. Now, let's come back to this checklist. We go to our program and we pull down self-acceptance. Right now, will you choose by an act of faith to accept yourself as valuable, as somebody that's worthy, somebody that's holy? Now, if you haven't met Jesus yet, then that's a problem. We need to help you to meet Jesus, and you'll get a chance to do that at the end. But if you've met Jesus, then you can confidently say, I am worthy. You can confidently say, I am valuable. Not because of your words, but because of who He is and what He's done. Let's come back. Tech support. Okay, now copy them to the My Heart directory. What has the Lord showed you about you, your worthiness, your value? The system will overwrite any conflicting files and begin patching faulty programming. Also, you need to delete the repetitive self-criticism from all directories and empty your recycle bin to make sure it's completely gone and never comes back. Now, we should be responding, got it! Hey, my heart is filling up with new files. Smile is playing on my monitor and peace and contentment are copying themselves all over my heart. Is that normal? I'll tell you what, it would do your heart well right now to turn to somebody beside you and just give them a big smile. See what it feels like. And if you're grumpy, then go ahead and be grumpy. But you know what? That's not a good decision. Joy. Laughter is a good medicine. Ann's been trying to teach me for 30 years. Stubborn, stiff-necked person I can be. But it's breaking through. It's breaking through. The love of God is breaking through. Let's go on. Tech support. Sometimes for others, it takes a while, but eventually everything gets it at a proper time. So love is installed and running. One more thing before we hang up. Love is freeware. Now, are you familiar with the term freeware? If not, it's just simply programs you can get for free. Be sure to give it and its various modules to everyone you meet. They will in turn share it with others and return some cool modules back to you. You know, what you give away, you can expect to get back. And if you want love, you need to give love. Now, if you want grumpy, then give grumpy. If you want miserable, give miserable. If you want bitterness, give bitterness. But I have to tell you today, that's not who you are. That's a lie you've believed. You have been delivered from the clutches of the evil one who lies. Yes, you have. You've been delivered into a new place, in a new reality, into a new kingdom, a kingdom of freedom, a kingdom that says you have what it takes, a kingdom that says, I trust you to demonstrate love. I trust you to operate in the ways and nature and character of Jesus. I trust you to do that. Now, I want you to think of something that would be nice to say to somebody beside you. Now, just think here. You can make it up if you need to. This is on the spot. But think of something you would like to say to somebody beside you. Something kind, something loving. Now tell them. Oh, this is risky. Oh, but I don't even like the person beside me. Come on, tell them. See what happens inside of you when you give something good away. Now, you know something? All I see is smiles. I don't see a frown. Because when you speak words of life, it gives you life. Now, for some of you, that felt really awkward. And since it felt so awkward, now you needed to do it to somebody else. Oh, I know. Don't you hate it when the preacher makes you get involved? Don't you want to just listen, hear it, and then go away? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love reaches out. It doesn't isolate. Let's go to the next slide. Hey, we made it. The software is installed. Thank you, technical person. You are amazing. How did you do that? Well, you know how they do it? A lot of them have manuals. They just go through and they go through step by step. Some of them aren't that smart, I found out. They just know how to read. Well, God's very smart. And He desires to walk with you in this journey of life like nobody else. So in conclusion, I want to read to you the scriptures that we started with from Eugene Peterson's version called The Message. So if you're serious about living the new resurrection life with Christ, then act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. And don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. That old life of yours is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. And that means killing off everything connected with that way of death. Sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like whenever you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because of this kind of thing that God is about to explode in anger. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all that stuff and not knowing any better. But you know better now, so make sure it's all gone for good. That bad temper, that irritability, that meanness, that profanity, the dirty talk. And don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with His label on it. All that old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe of God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's all your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Will you stand with me? Father God, today we attempted to look at the programs running in our mind. We attempted to be honest with ourselves. We attempted to renounce, break agreement with these things, hit the delete button, empty our recycle buckets. We've attempted these things. And I know you've touched us in amazing ways. And I'm grateful for that. But if there's things that we missed, may we call upon you again sometime later today and ask for tech support. God, we want to put on love above everything else. It is our desire because you are love. We want to walk in our true identities. We want to know what it's like to have the words of praise on our lips and the meditations in our heart that says, you are holy, you are holy, you are great, and you are mighty, and you are worthy of all praise. And so, Lord, we're going to trust you the best way we know how. Lord, I'm asking that sometime this afternoon that you'll give us that opportunity to demonstrate love, to receive it and give it away. That we may be men and women that when the world looks says, wow, what's up with them? They look different. What's the designer clothes they're wearing? Yeah, look at them. Oh, I see the label. What's that say? Oh, made by God. Oh, that's an amazing label. Yeah, I want that one. It's designer. It fits well. How much did it cost? Oh, it was free. Yes, it was. It was free. Lord, we want to live with that kind of reputation. Yes, we do. And so we accept the forgiveness and the cleansing of Jesus. We accept it. The Holy Spirit, help us to walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen.